Mr. Jonathan Darcy of Pemberley had, to his parents' delight, been invited to visit some highly suitable friends in Devonshire. The friends in question had been deemed by them highly suitable, a judgment that would have been shared by nearly all of society. They were young men of good breeding and fortune, all of whom had known Jonathan at school, gathering at the recently inherited estate of the eldest among them. To Jonathan, they were not suitable in the slightest. He was not certain that the young men even fulfilled any proper definition of friendship. But the invitation had so pleased his mother and father, who had for so long been deeply concerned about his social connections, or rather by their non-existence, that Jonathan had not had the heart to refuse it. Thus to Devonshire he must go. "How good it is that you are able to see more of the country," enthused his mother Elizabeth, who was looking over the clothing the valet had set out for packing. "There is life in England beyond Hertfordshire, Derbyshire, and London, loath though Londoners are to admit it. First Surrey, then Devonshire."
"I hardly think the Surrey trip should be counted," said Jonathan's father, Fitzwilliam, who stood in the doorway of his son's room. "Given the unfortunate event that transpired there, the entire journey would be as well forgotten." "I cannot agree," Jonathan ventured. "Regardless of what happened, I did see Surrey."
Father did not quite smile, but he came close.
"Quite so. I stand corrected."
In truth, Jonathan would have argued with the entirety of his father's statement. He had no wish to forget that trip, given how interesting it had proved, and the true friendship he had forged there with one Miss Juliet Tilney. But young men could not speak of friendship with young women without exciting parental thoughts of matrimony, and he had no desire to either enthrall his mother or dismay his father by making such a premature suggestion. And the unfortunate event in question had been the murder of Jonathan's uncle, George Wickham. Although Jonathan felt no strong grief for his uncle, a man both dishonest and discourteous, it would be extremely improper to admit as such, even to his mother and father, who had yet stronger reasons for disliking Mr. Wickham. A great deal of propriety seemed to be rooted in not admitting things everyone knew to be true. The great pleasure of his journey to Surrey had been investigating the murder alongside Miss Tilney. Learning more about the other house guests, their suspects, had sometimes been difficult and perhaps impolite, but it had been undeniably fascinating. Furthermore, their investigation had prevented a great injustice from being done. It was both the most interesting and, to Jonathan's mind, worthwhile experience of his life. Unfortunately, his parents had insisted it would be improper for him ever to speak of it.
"You will need more than this, surely," Mother frowned, as she counted his coats yet again.
"Will you not stay the month? You were invited for that duration."
"I had thought to return after 2 weeks or so," Jonathan said.
He had privately calculated that 1 week and 4 days could be honestly described as 2 weeks or so.
"There is no cause for me to stay so long."
"Nor any cause for you to return so early."
Father shook his head.
"One cannot cut one's visit short without a worthy excuse, and you have none."
Never before had Jonathan had cause to regret matriculating at Oxford early. Had he not done so, he would be returning to his college at this time of year. There, he could avoid most social situations by holing up at the Bodleian. But earning his degree had cost him that sanctuary. His mother, more sensitive to Jonathan's character, gave him a reassuring smile. "If you absolutely despise it there, you may write us to that effect, and we will invent an excuse so impeccable even your father could not object." Father looked as though he wished to object immediately, but he kept his peace as Mother continued.